In our previous year, we began a discussion about the opinion of the Aguda of Oynus B'Yom Achron. If somebody is an Oynus on the last day, he waited for the last moment, and then by waiting for the last moment, he became an Oynus. Is that considered a valid Oynus or not? Where the opinion of the Aguda is most relevant is for Hilchus Tefillah. The halacha is that if somebody missed a Tefillah b'Oynus, he can make it up by the next tefillah. But he can only do so if he was an oinus. If he deliberately missed the tefillah, then he can't make it up by the next tefillah. So that a question is, a very relevant question. A person gets up 7 o'clock in the morning. He could have davened at 7 o'clock in the morning. He chose, for whatever reason, not to daven. He waited till daven till 9 o'clock. And 9 o'clock he was an oinus. So according to the opinion of the Aguda, such an individual cannot be considered an oinus. This is the example of an oinus b'yam achron. Why did you wait for the last minute? You should have davened earlier. However, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in that way. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Kov Ches Siv Ches says, somebody who didn't daven at the time that he could have davened. He figured he has time left over to daven. And then something happened that he couldn't daven. Shulchan Aruch speaks about another case. He was busy trying to avoid a financial loss, and then he lost out the opportunity to daven. Became mishu shikav lo yispalel, or he was shikar. Kulam chashuv manutzim v'yeshlam tashlumim. The remark concludes, however, haga mil chatchil lo yavez man atfil mishum hefsim mamon. A person should not let this man tefila pass because of hefsid mamon. Clearly, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like the Aguda. But the Magen Avraham here in Siman Kuf Ches Sif Katan Yud Aleph asks that why over here regarding Nedarim, why over here does the Shulchan Aruch clearly not paskin like the Aguda? But if we look in Yerideya by Hilchas Nedarim, which is, as we said earlier, in the previous year, the basis of the opinion of the Aguda, the remark quotes this machloikis Rishonim, if we say onus b'yom achron. So in other words, the Magen Avraham is asking, why by Hilchos Nedarim is there a question if we follow the opinion of the Aguda? And by Hilchos Tefillah, we clearly do not follow the opinion of the Aguda. So I saw that Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Sefer Pshat V'Iyun on Masechet Ksubos has a very nice teretz. By Nedarim, you're obligated to fulfill your neder unless you're oinus. If you're an oinus, then you don't have to fulfill your neder. And now the Aguda has a question: if an oinus be an achron, if you're an oinus on the last day, are you or are you not halachically considered an oinus? He says, however, regarding Hilchos Tefillah, the only time you lose the opportunity to daven tashlumim is only if you're a mezid. Anything else gets the opportunity to daven tashlumim. So now it's very understandable. Even if we'll say an oinus b'yom achron, as the Aguda teaches us, is loy hava oinus, still, for Hilchos Tefillah, you don't have to be an oinus to get the opportunity to say dam tashlumim. As long as you're not amazed, you could dam tashlumim. And therefore, even the Aguda, who says that oinus b'yom achron, loy hava oinus, even that Aguda who says that oinus b'yom achron lo yhava oinus, that is true. But even the Aguda will agree he's not a mezid. And since even the Aguda agrees that he's not a mezid, as long as he's not a mezid, he can make up the tefillah by the next tefillah. The Paiskim. So now we have a very big chiddush. The chiddush is that to be able to daven tashlumim, even if you're not an oinus, as long as you are not amazed in missing the tefillah, you have the right to make up that tefillah with the next tefillah. And therefore, it's understandable that the Mishnah Brura and the Shulchan Aruch Harav say that even if someone did something before davening that the halacha says that you're not supposed to do, he ate or he drank, and because of that he delayed in davening, or he missed the tefillah. So the question is, does he have the right to daven tashlumim? The halacha is, as long as he wasn't amazed, even though he did something that he shouldn't have done, he should have been concerned that he's going to get delayed and not daven, the halacha is, he has the right to daven tashlumim. However, I did see that Rabbi Yisrael Yankov Fisher in the Shaios HaTshuvos Even Yisrael says that this is only said regarding an individual who began doing something before davening. Maybe he shouldn't have done it, maybe he's allowed to do it, but he certainly had every intention and assumed and expected that he would be able to daven bizman. But if someone, when he began doing this activity before davening, recognized that it's very likely that he won't be able to daven tefillah bizman, and he didn't care, or let's say somebody lay down to take a nap without asking someone when the zman tefillah came already, and he didn't ask somebody to wake him up, or he didn't set an alarm clock, and then he overslept, that is already in a different concept. That's in the concept of Tchilas B'Pshia V'Saifa B'Oinus, that the Das Torah here in Siman Kuf Ches quotes many Achroinim, that the halacha is Tchilas B'Pshia V'Saifa B'Oinus is considered a Pshia, therefore he doesn't have the heter of Tashlumim. Unless the Paiskim say that, let's say it was at the expense of a very big financial loss, where he didn't daven because he thought he'll have a big financial loss, and he knew that there's a possibility he's going to miss tefillah, but he was hoping that he wouldn't. The halacha is that that person would have tashlum. As we continue discussing this concept of onus rachmana patrei, and what is considered an oinus, there's a very interesting tshuva from the Sefer Chashukei Chemed on Masechta Ksubos. He asks, if somebody went to a restaurant that has a mashgiach, and he comes into the restaurant, and the restaurant has a hechsher and a mashgiach, and they tell him that everything is fine, and based on that, he ate. And then afterwards, it turns out that the food that was being served was not kosher. Is that person considered an oinus or not? So, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, in that tshuva, quotes the Mara Nevuchim, that the Mara Nevuchim from the Rabbi Michael Gimel Simimel Aleph says, "V'da'as shemasa avarius yicholak l'dalat chalokim." There are four categories in doing an avera: hech mema onus, hasheni shogig, hashlishi hamezid, Harvi Oise B'yad Rama. Says the Mara Nevuchim, Omnam, Ha'oinis Kfan Nemabash Layanish, if somebody's an oinus, he doesn't get an oinish, Ve'enalov Chait Klal. He doesn't have an oinus. And the Rambam in Hilchus Shkogis explains, Perik Hei Halachavov, explains what is the difference between a shogig and an oinus. A shogig is an individual that should have checked, should have learned, should have paid attention. And if he didn't, that's why he's a shayyuk. But if somebody is an oinus, we can't have any complaints to this individual. What should he have done that he didn't do? And as he explains, as the Achronim explain, a shogeg comes from a lack of paying attention, from a lack of being careful enough. An oinus did everything he should have and could have, and therefore he doesn't need a kapara. On the other hand, the Medrash says, regarding the Sir HaMishtaleach of Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says, V'sfadolav Zavidu Dvorim, Einli Elav Adoim, I only know that you have to do tshuva, and the Sir HaMishtaleach is mechaper when somebody knew he's doing Aveira. Ein Tzveim Sveikaseyem Minayim. So how do we know that even if you did an Aveira, Ba'oinis, the Sir HaMishtaleach is mechaper in that Aveira? So from here it seems that even an Aveira B'Oinus requires Kapara, and it's considered an Aveira. So Rav Zilberstein quotes his father-in-law, Rav Yoshev Zatzal, that says a very interesting nafgamina. He says there's a concept of Kapara, and there's a concept of Tahara. Kapara, indeed, someone who did
an Aveira B'Oinus does not need to have a kapara. However, on Yom Kippur it says, regarding Yom Kippur it says, Lifnei Hashem Tataru, a concept of Tahara. Tahara, that even someone who did an Aveira Ba'onis needs to have Tahara, and that's what the Sir HaMishtaleach brings.
So too, does the Shas of Tshuvas Petzela Chochma, and Chelik Hey Simen Kuf Ein Gimel, say that if somebody bought meat in a butcher shop that is under a reliable Hashgacha, and then it turns out that it wasn't kosher, the person didn't do anything wrong. Why? Because since he bought from a store that has a reliable Hashgacha, he's obligated. On the other hand, the Divrei Chaim in the Tshuva in Yerodei Chelik Beis Simen Samches, referring to a halacha that we learned many times in Masechta Yevamos, where a woman, husband isn't here, and an aide comes and says that he's dead, that's not considered an oinus. And she gets married, and then afterwards he shows up, is not considered an oinus. Why is it not considered an oinus? Because she should have done more research. But that's not necessarily in contradiction to what the Betzel Chochma is saying, because the Betzel Chochma is saying, well, you had a good hashgacha, and you checked and recognized that this is a good hashgacha. But now, there's a tshuva in the Shas Tshuvas Rab Pa'alim, where he says, fine, this person is an oinus. He bought in a store that has a reliable hashgacha, and then it turned out that the meat wasn't kosher. But we know, he says, that macholos asuris ametamtem libay shel adam. So now the question is, what's the halacha in this case? At the end of the day, he ate macholos asuris. So he says that since this person is an oinus, and as we've said earlier, this individual doesn't need to have a kapara, and just like he doesn't need to have a kapara, so too it's not metamtem halev. However, Reb Zilberstein quotes a sefer kanfei yoina from Ramam Mipanu. He says that it is metamtem halev. Why is it metamtem halev? So there's two ways of understanding it. Number one is, he didn't have to eat the meat. And since he didn't have to eat the meat, by eating the meat, it's metamtum to lev. Or another pshat is, what would be the halacha, if, what would be the reality, not the halacha, but the reality?
If somebody ate poison, ba'aynis, he didn't want to eat poison, it was an aynis. Somebody told him this food that you're about to eat is not poison. It's perfectly fine, it's perfectly healthy. And then afterwards he ate it, and of course it's poison. It doesn't make a difference that it was an aynis. Poison is poison. The same thing with machalas asuris. Even though the person was an aynis, and he had no intention, and he did what he could to make sure that the food he's eating is kosher, that doesn't change the reality that he ate machalas asuris, and machalas asuris are metamtim libay shel adam.